Being a chef means keeping your cool in the kitchen. It's up, it's up. And with Resi Priority Notify and Global Dining Access through my Amex Platinum card,
right this way,
it's nice to try someone else's food for a change. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Hey everyone, this is Jody Sweetin from the podcast How Rude, Tanneritos. I've been needing a quick getaway with my family, and the 2024 Hyundai Santa Fe is the perfect vehicle to take us there. It has standard third row seating, so I'm able to pack my entire family, plus pets in the car, while also having enough room for our camping essentials. Available H-Track all-wheel drive will get us through any dirt trails, and available dual wireless charging pads will ensure we never have to worry about getting stuck with a dead phone in the middle of nowhere. Visit HyundaiUSA.com. or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Welcome to Fantasy Football Weekly, a production of iHeartRadio.
Time now for Fantasy Football Weekly from iHeartRadio, your weekly source for the nation's best fantasy football advice, speculation, and whatever stupid stuff they decide to drop into the show. Now here's your host, Paul Charchian.
It's Fantasy Football Weekly. I am Paul Charchian. Co-host today is Ryan Johnson.
What's up, Charch? I am happy to report I was not pulled over on the way over here today.
Yeah, like the thank last you. Time yeah, I was on the show. That's right. Yes. Exactly. I got a parking ticket since we talked last.
Really? Yeah. They still give those out?
They do. And, you know, they use the electronic app for the parking right. spots in Minneapolis, mm-hmm. in downtown Minneapolis. So I'd set it for 2 hours and I'm at a concert and then I can feel my phone buzz after 2 hours, which is it notifying me, hey, your time is out. Do you want to re-up it? But the act that I'm seeing had the lead singer and said, we're going to play 2 more songs. So I'm like, I'm risking it.
Roll the dice. Yeah.
That came out, bang, ticket right there. And I'm like, you must have just written it because it was like 10, 12 minutes later.
House always wins.
Hot jeez.
How much does a parking ticket go for these days?
You know, I'm not positive yet. I haven't paid it yet. But I'm bracing for like $85, which is it's my hunch as to what it'll cost.
Can I tell you a quick parking ticket story?
Sure. It's the off season. Why not?
I hate to admit this, but I grew up in New Jersey. So summer times in New Jersey, go to the ocean, of course. And so a ton of people. Yeah. No, I wouldn't go there. That place basically hell. It was then, and it was not the nicer part of the shore, in my opinion. But anyway, what people would do, and I may have done it once, is you see someone with a parking ticket, you take that. And you
put
it on your car. So it was back in the 90s, so they weren't really quite on top of things.
That's sneaky.
But you know, I think someone did it to me, so that's how I like learned about it. I'm like, well,
You gotta pay it forward. Is that paying it forward or is that paying it backwards?
Good question.
I think you're paying that backwards.
But there's my penance. I got it off my chest.
Wow. So somebody took your ticket, moved it onto their car. You don't even know you got the ticket.
Nope.
Then you get pulled over 2 years later. Yeah. They're like, you got an outstanding warrant for your arrest. You're like, what?
Yeah.
I don't know anything about this.
I hope that guy's not listening.
It'd be funny if somebody was. If you were that guy that got a ticket that you didn't know about on the Jersey Shore like 10 years ago,
20,
more than that, 20 years ago, Brian Johnson.
Good thing there are a lot
BTXJ
of a lot of Brian Johnsons out there, thankfully.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. Today's topic is what we are calling aloe vera players. These are guys who burned you last year, but now we believe you're going to smooth it over. right. cooling effects of these aloe vera players, guys who burned you last year, but we're going to rebound from the burn this year. Before we get to that, let me mention guillotineleagues.com, open for business. I know I said it was going to be 2 weeks ago. It took us a little while. Open for business. We're drafting now. We're filling leagues. If you got a private league with friends you want to play between 8 and 18 players, we support that. You've got a public, if you want to get just join a public league with other people, got public contests, play for cash, whatever denomination is the right amount for you. We've got Super Chop if you want to go high stakes, and then we've got the exciting new zombie mode where you never get cut and get to play all year long. Yep. GuillotineLeagues.com. We encourage you to check that out. It's the new, freshest, funnest way to play.
We have detailed overview pages for all formats, the classic and the new zombie mode and Super Chop.
Learn about it. But, you can also listen to our Guillotine League podcast called Chop.
Chop.
The Guillotine League podcast. So check out Chop as well. We encourage you to subscribe to that. Okay, let's dive into our aloe vera players. I've got five, you've got four, so I will go first.
Okay.
Beginning at the quarterback position. And Derek Carr. He burned you last year. He was quarterback 13, which actually was about where he was drafted and maybe even a little higher than where he was drafted, but he only had the 23 touchdowns. That's very Teddy Bridgewater. And, you know, for comparison, Taylor Heineke had 20. In a partial season, Derek Carr had 23. But the reason I'm very optimistic, he threw the fifth most passes last year and had the fifth most yards. They had almost a 5,000-yard passing season, Brian.
Mm-hmm.
And, of course, obviously, the new weapons, right? So, I mean, last year, he managed to get the fifth most yards out of Hunter Renfrow, Zay Jones, and Bryan Edwards.
Yeah, missing his top two weapons. Right. Exactly. Henry
and Foster
and
Moreau, a tight end for a lot of the year.
Mm-hmm.
And yet he was still able to get to the fifth most yards. So now he gets Davante Adams, the league's most prolific scoring receiver. And I think the touchdowns jump from 23 to what do you think for Derek Carr? Where can that touchdown? Everybody thinks the touchdowns are going to go up. How far up?
I'd set a conservative floor at 35, but he has 40 plus upside for sure. If
I think
everyone remains healthy.
Right. Yeah. And he does have 40 upside.
The way Renfrow came on, and like you said, Davante Adams now, Waller.
Darren Waller healthy. Yeah.
I mean, Kenyon Drake, I know he's not nearly as lethal a weapon, but he missed most of last year. He's a great receiving back, so yeah, they all stay healthy.
So even if Carr somehow doesn't have, even with all these new weapons, let's just say he still has the fifth most yards passing, I don't need that to change. I just need the touchdowns to change, and I think he gets into the mid-30s, and that turns him into what should be closer to QB5. QB6 this year for Derek Carr, our first aloe vera player. Do you have next?
I'm going wide receiver and Allen Robinson, who finished like wide receiver 100 last year. Just a brutal season for Robinson with the Bears. He did miss 5 games, but he played in 12. That's enough to qualify him.
You should not be wide receiver 100 on 12 games played as a starting receiver in the NFL.
And just 66 targets in those 12 games. That's 5.5 per game. It was just, again, just a bad, bad year for A-Rob. But you know who else was bad? The Bears, from top to bottom. From Matt Nagy to the quarterback situation, whether it was Andy Dalton, Justin Fields in his rookie year. But Robinson doesn't have to worry about that anymore because now he is on the Rams where he'll jump right in as LA's second wide receiver alongside Cooper Kupp, of course. Robert Woods now in Tennessee. Odell Beckham on the mend from the torn Achilles or ACL. I can't recall off the top of my head. He might even be re-signed by the Rams, so he's of no concern here. So Woods and Beckham, they combined for 117 targets last year, basically splitting that
the
time.
Season and a half, yeah.
And I think that's a safe estimate for Allen Robinson.
Yeah, if you give him 117 targets, he ought to be able to catch 75 to 80 of those targets. And now it's game on for Robinson. That puts him into the 1,000-yard territory.
Yeah, Robert Woods was wide receiver 12 in weeks 1 through 9 before he was injured. Then from weeks 12 to the end of the season after Odell Beckham was traded to the Rams, he was wide receiver 13. So
wow. I would not have guessed he was quite that high.
Robinson, he does turn 29 in August, but he has some gas left in the tank. And you know he's excited because he has never played with a quarterback anywhere near the level of Matthew Stafford.
So. He's going to be like, what is this spiral that's coming my way? Oh, my man. God, it's right in the numbers. What do I do?
He's got to be psyched. And, I'm excited for him because he's an elite talent. He was, still is.
Yeah,
and,
let's hope he still is.
I think there's an outside chance. Maybe he even outproduces teammate Cooper Kupp this year. Who knows? I think he has that potential. I mean,
I don't know. If I'm picking one
based on ADP, I mean, you're talking, you know, Cooper Kupp, he's like,
well, he's going off the board in the first five picks.
Yeah. If it's super flex, maybe a little bit later, but one quarterback leaves and Robinson is going fourth round now. He was going like ninth round before the trade. So if you're drafting early like me and scooping up Robinson, you're feeling pretty good.
My next aloe vera player is Kenny Golladay, who, Dave Gettleman's departing gift to Giants fans was Galladay's horrific contract, counting $71 million over 4 years. And he was brutal last year. In fact, the last 2 years have been tough. 2 years ago in Detroit, it was just a lost season due to injury. But last year, Kenny Golladay only missed 3 games and somehow finished as wide receiver 86 with 0 touchdowns scored. Zero. He only had one game over 64 yards and none topping 53 yards after week 4. It's just Golladay was unstartable, as it turned out, for most of the season. So why will it get any better for Golladay? We've established that he burned you last year. How will he be an aloe vera player? Well, first, he's going to roll into this year fully healthy, unlike last year. He rolled into last year hurt, and he played like somebody who was playing hurt all year long. Galladay's got the history of the soft tissue injuries. Let's just hope that doesn't come back, but he will be healthy at this point. He gets a presumed massive upgrade in coaching from Joe Judge and Jason Garrett to Brian Daboll, who's obviously been able to get great years out of wide receivers like Stephon Diggs.
Former Bills offensive coordinator.
Yeah. Yes. And Kenny Galladay's a good receiver. I mean, he's only 2 seasons removed from a 1,200-yard, 11-touchdown season on a 3-win Lions team. So, it's not like Golladay is suddenly a bad receiver, and he's still young, by the way. So, there's, if you believe Golladay is still can be a good player who's now healthy and that this offense is going to get better with better coaching, there's a ton of upside for Kenny Golladay.
I agree. And you know what? Why don't we just stay with the New York football Giants? Because I got Saquon Barkley.
I was going to say, I bet I know where you're going with this.
On my list, who finished outside the top 25 running backs, probably maybe even outside the top 35, 40. A lot went wrong for him. But really, it was his first year off the torn ACL. And usually running backs take 2 years to return to form. So that would be this year. And he also did get injured last year, but it's not like it wasn't his knee, and it's not like he's injury prone. It was a fluke. He stepped on his own teammate's ankle on a run.
Yeah.
And so
high ankle sprained
that
himself.
That dinged him. And let's not forget the team he played for, the Giants, were a disaster with Dave Gettleman in charge and Sean Payton as the offensive coordinator. Just a nightmare.
Sean Payton, but that's okay.
Well, he wasn't the OC?
No. Sean Payton, the old head coach for the Saints?
No, well, oh my, I know. Jason Garrett.
Jason Garrett.
They're
yes.
both very dislikable in my mind. I'm sorry. Jason right. Garrett, brain fart there. But the O-line was brutal for the Giants, but they did address that in the draft. They took tackle Evan Neal with the 7th overall pick.
I like that.
Guard Joshua Eziudu. I think I got that right with the 67th overall pick in the 3rd round. And like you said, new head coach Brian Daboll, very offensive minded. And Barkley says he feels good. I believe him. I think he's going to go into this season at 100%. And they need to showcase him because, they pretty much put all their chips in the middle of the table when they drafted him second overall 4 years ago.
And no real competition for carries there in New York either.
Matt Breida is the only guy. So, they didn't draft any notable rookies.
Nope.
So,
it's game on. I think he catches a lot of passes this year, and that's where I think he's going to be a very safe PPR player, Saquon Barkley, this year.
He was
with you.
You know, early best ball drafts going mid, late third. Now he's creeping up mid, early second. And I think we might see him one spectacular run in a preseason game. And he's like right back in that.
Speaking of spectacular runs, let's be clear about this with Saquon Barkley, who we haven't seen a spectacular run in 2 years. You got to go back 3 seasons. But his first year and a half in the league, he was the closest thing to Barry Sanders I've seen since Barry Sanders. And there'll never be another Barry Sanders. But he was as elusive and dynamic as any running back we've seen. He ran away with Rookie of the Year, his rookie season. He was awesome.
Yep.
And while I don't know that it'll ever be that again after all of these injuries, but even if he's like 90% of that, he'd still be a special back in this league. And let's just hope healthy now, Saquon Barkley can go back to being that player. He is our fourth aloe vera player. Let's move on to the next aloe vera player, and that is Miles Sanders.
Should we call this the AV club?
Aloe vera. Oh, I got you now. The AV club. I like it. Miles Sanders, he burned people last year by somehow managing to score zero touchdowns on 160 touches.
Yeah.
Which is not good. He scored six times the year before that on almost identical touches. And let me just explain the difference that six touchdowns make. He had almost identical touches and yards two seasons ago to what he had last year. But because he did not score last year, he was RB44 with just the six touchdowns, which isn't that much. He was RB22 the year before that, again, on almost identical touches and yards. So Sanders has it in him to be a good back, running back worthy of 22. Now, last year, Jordan Howard and Boston Scott combined for 20 carries inside the five. Jordan Howard's not on the team, and Boston Scott is one of the most unlikely goal line backs I've ever seen. He's 5'2". He's just such a little guy. It seems like that's not a role that he's going to be able to be consistently good in. Although I'll say he converted his 12 inside the five carries into six touchdowns, which is a good conversion rate. You're looking for 50% on those inside the five carries. And Sanders did get six touches from inside the five and didn't score any. So that part is worrying. But it doesn't mean that Sanders can't score. He almost has to score more touchdowns. The touchdowns are coming. I'm not going to sit here and say he's going to get 10 touchdowns. I just want to get back to six touchdowns again and keep doing all the other stuff that he had done. Kenneth Gainwell did not look like a threat last year. Boston Scott's only going to siphon off so much work. Still like Miles Sanders as a aloe vera player.
One other thing Sanders has going for him is it is his contract year, and he's not a guarantee to get re-signed by Philly. And he might get that DeMarco Murray run him into the ground treatment.
We take that.
Get the most usage you can out of him, then kick him to the curb.
Who is your next aloe vera player?
I'm going CeeDee Lamb, who
I love this.
Finished wide receiver 20 in PPR last year. That's not bad, but it's not great, and people were expecting great. But he was competing for targets with Amari Cooper, Michael Gallup, Cedric Wilson, Dalton Schultz. Now, as of right now, and likely to start the season, Schultz is the only one of those guys left to compete for targets. Amari Cooper is now in Cleveland. Michael Gallup, very unlikely to be ready week one. Cedric Wilson in Miami. So at wide receiver, we're just looking at James Washington right now and rookie Jalen Tolbert, who but they're going to feed CeeDee Lamb a whole lot more. And one thing I would love to see them do is increase his usage in the slot. He only took about a third of his snaps from the slot last year. But when he did, his biggest games came when he saw at least 16 snaps from the slot. He had two touchdowns, 149 yards against the Patriots, two touchdowns, 94 yards against Atlanta, 104 yards and a touchdown against Tampa Bay. That's when he was seeing at least half of his snaps from the slot. And I think they're saying they plan to do that more, move him around more. So I think CeeDee Lamb's sitting on a monster year, wide receiver one potential for sure.
I've got him right now as my number four ranked wide receiver. I think he could lead the league in targets. CeeDee Lamb, love him to bounce back in a massive way here in this, his third season. Well, since you were talking about a Dallas wide receiver, let me go to a former Dallas wide receiver, Amari Cooper, who burned people last year by playing hurt most of last season, and his numbers plunged. Just 68 receptions for 850 yards. He did have eight touchdowns, which salvaged his season somewhat. You know, in Dallas, Amari Cooper was always a hit-and-miss fantasy producer, but, you know, he's always been sharing a lot of targets with guys like CeeDee Lamb. Mm-hmm. He's the only game in town in Cleveland. He is competing, which if you can't hear those air quotes, assume they're there, for targets with Donovan Peoples-Jones, David Bell, and Anthony Schwartz. That's it. there is no number one receiver that has less competition across the whole league for balls than Amari Cooper will have. He is so much better than every receiver on the Browns that it's, you know, unless David Bell turns out to be amazing in his rookie season, and unless David Njoku just like explodes, and maybe he will, they paid him like he should, but he's never done anything to suggest that he'll take a lot of balls away from Amari Cooper. So I love Cooper here. I wish his quarterback was situation was a little bit more settled, but let's remember, Jacoby Brissett was able to feed Jalen Waddle last year for a ton of targets.
Yeah.
And so while they may not be the best targets in the world, just by sheer quantity, I think Amari Cooper is sitting on a very good year, and we know that he can be a very good and talented receiver.
Agreed.
Let's go to your final aloe vera player.
All right. I'm going back to, you were talking about an Eagle before, and I've got one for you. It's Dallas Goedert, who finished tight end 8 last year, which wasn't awful, but he was kind of just, it was a big difference between the top 5 guys.
Yeah.
I mean, if you're 8, 9, 10, people were expecting a little more from him. But again, last year, Zach Ertz was an Eagle for about half the season. And after he was traded to Arizona, that should have theoretically helped Goedert, but it also threw a wrench in that offense, I think, because they were kind of like a 2 tight end system with only one viable wide receiver who was a rookie. And that's Devontae Smith. Of course, and Goedert never saw heavy volume at all, just 76 targets all year. He was also often banged up, missed 2 games, and just looked like he was playing hurt in the majority of them, but he'll be healthy again going to the season. There are definitely viable wide receivers now with A.J. Brown and Devontae Smith going to his second year. I'm in on Jalen Hurts. I think his passing will improve, and he's bulked up big time, by the way. Did you see a recent picture of Jalen Hurts?
Yeah, I don't know if I want that in my quarterback, though. Do you want a chiseled quarterback?
I got
Lamar Jackson skinny.
I got big aspirations for Jalen Hurts. But anyway, I also have big aspirations for Dallas Goedert. I think he's got top 5 potential. All the metrics were there for him last year, despite the low volume, but all the metrics were there. He averaged 2.2 points per target in PPR leagues. That is great. He was 2nd in yards per reception at 14.9 among all tight ends. He was 1st in yards per route run. He led all tight ends in completed air yards per target. So, Dallas Goedert kind of burned you last year.
Mm-hmm.
He'll be a very soothing performer this season.
Our final aloe vera player, Brian, is Kareem Hunt. In and out of the lineup, hurt healthy.
We're kind of on like the same teams, but that's a good trend.
Probably. And by the way, finished as RB 46 last year. And I think there are a lot of people that did get burned by Kareem Hunt last season. It's who started, by the way, first like 5 games. He was great. He had like 5 touchdowns in 5 games. And, you know, it looked like it was going to be a really nice season for Hunt. And then, inconsistent play. I don't think he scored again after those 5 games. And then the injuries mounted. But he averaged a very solid 13 PPR points per game last year. The receiving always helps him. And he ran for just under 5 yards per carry, 4.9 yards per carry, and a whopping 3.5 yards after contact for Kareem Hunt. He runs behind one of the league's best offensive lines. His PFF grade puts him at a tie at 17 among qualified runners, which is pretty good.
Yeah,
it's a contract year for Kareem Hunt, so he'll be playing with a head of steam as he tries to get paid again. And while some people have raised the possibility that he could get cut, and I think we should address that because they would save $6.5 million if they cut him. And Dearness Johnson is sort of like a Kareem Hunt light, and maybe they really like him. So I guess there's a possibility of that. But, you know, I just think Kareem Hunt brings a lot to the table, especially from a PPR standpoint, because he is good for those, you know, 3-4 catches. They even throw inside the 10-yard line, inside the red zone, to Kareem Hunt a fair amount.
And if he does get cut, I mean, wherever he ends up, he's still going to be a threat.
Right.
What if it's like Houston? Like, sure. That would be ideal.
It would be ideal.
As much as I love Damian Pierce.
Damian Pierce is one of my favorite sleepers.
Yeah,
so
mine as
wouldn't
well.
Wouldn't like that part.
I still think they would probably give Hunt the starting job over Damian Pierce, but who knows?
I think you're right. There you go. Aloe Vera players. 9 players that can bring you a soothing sense of relief from last year's burning that they each gave you. We like all of these guys. Brian, thank you. Appreciate everybody who took the time to listen, get to the end of the podcast. We always are grateful for those who rate and review the show as well. And we'll be back next week. Bye, everybody.
Fantasy Football Weekly is a production of iHeartRadio. For more podcasts from iHeartRadio, visit the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to your favorite shows.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Getting ready to take on spring? Make your first move with the reliable performance and power of Steel battery tools. From hedge trimmers and mowers to string trimmers and more, right now you can save $50 on select battery tool sets. Real Steel. Offer valid on select AK system sets through June 16, 2024. See participating retailer for details.
If a new house is on your wish list in the next 5 years, grow your savings faster and experience your dreams with an Ohio Homebuyer Plus account from Kemba Financial Credit Union. A savings account specifically designed to save for a new home where you can earn 7% APY, a $500 matching bonus, and a $1,500 mortgage closing cost credit. Learn more at Kemba.org. Offer expires March 31st, 2025. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. NMLS 292230. Equal housing lender. Federally insured by NCUA.